Dr. Sean Riley from Tulsa Spine and Rehab often refers to the clinical toolbox available at his clinic. That's his way of describing the variety of treatment options available from the diverse practitioners on staff at Tulsa Spine and Rehab. Today, we visit with Dr. Riley to learn about his training and what makes him passionate about caring for his patients. Okay, Dr. Riley, let's begin with your role at the clinic. What is it?
I'm a chiropractor. I've been practicing for 15 years. Kind of an interesting story. I grew up playing sports and I was an athlete. And I think that's what kind of drew me to, physical medicine, manual therapy, kind of a rehab-based approach. So in college, I did my undergraduate training at Oklahoma State. Graduated in the mid-90s with a Bachelor of Science in Zoology, kind of an interesting degree. I was pre-med and started biology, and the botany stuff kind of caught up with me, so I switched over to zoology. Graduated in the mid-90s, and during my time there in Stillwater, Oklahoma State, I knew that I wanted to go into some type of medical field, considered DO school, MD school, some other types of some medicine and so forth. And never had seen a chiropractor growing up. There was a guy that I got in touch with here in Tulsa and had a few lunches with him. And I was really interested with the whole physical medicine aspect of what chiropractors do, how they specialize in diagnosing and treating musculoskeletal disorders of the spine, muscle joint disorders of the spine and related extremities, arms and legs and so forth. And what's neat, it's a non-pharmacological or non-drug approach. We focus on conservative care. Evidence is showing there's a lot more research out there that's it's effective for, obviously one of the most effective treatments for low back pain. So from Oklahoma State, I went down to Parker College of Chiropractic, which is in Dallas, Texas. Did my training down there. Learned a lot. It was a really, really good experience for me. During my time down there, I received an additional Bachelor of Science degree in anatomy. So I graduated in 2000. From Parker with my doctorate, had no clue what I was going to do, where I was going to go. I'm originally from Tulsa, Oklahoma. My family was all back here. I thought it would be a relatively easy fit for me to come back and start my practice. So I was excited to get going in the year 2000. I worked for a couple other doctors here in town, and it was a really good experience for me. I learned a lot about the business aspects of practicing. A lot of chiropractors, it's not like you work for a large hospital or a large group. So a lot of us are independent contractors, and we just have to kind of figure it out on our own. So managing staff, insurance and all those types of things, there's a lot of challenges. And even 15 years later, I think that I'm still learning day to day with a lot of those things. Went out on my own in 2003. And started a little small shop over on Brookside here in Tulsa. I had one employee and kind of hit the ground running and went from there. Essentially, I had one tool in my toolbox, and it was manipulation. I would adjust patients, and they responded well. But the more I got into practice, Scott, I figured out that I wanted to open up my practice to different. I wanted to provide options for patients, and I wanted to get folks different options and, more integrated or comprehensive care. So as I continued to practice, I knew that I would like to add physical therapy and clinical massage and some different modalities. And so I got hooked up with a physical therapist probably 5 years ago. And from there, we've added a handful of folks we've spoken about in the past. We have multiple different people doing different things. And when I, my focus on when I get together a lot of these different providers is that everyone kind of has a specialty. This is what they're really good at. This is what they do. And, I'm a chiropractor, and what I focus on is manual therapy. And I've spoken about this in the past, is that I'm going to use my hands to manipulate or mobilize or adjust a joint or vertebra to increase motion and restore mobility, hopefully improve function and decrease pain. I do a lot of soft tissue techniques, whether it's myofascial release. Those areas, I'm trying to find an area of a muscle that's tight or restricted, and using my hands to break up those fibers to restore function, increase flexibility. And then what I'm very passionate about is I've gone into a lot of this functional movement screening. So I'm assessing whole body where a patient may have deficiencies, whether it's mobility or stability, and making appropriate recommendations if it's exercise or stretching, on how they can overcome those things. So, it's funny how I've evolved, Scott. I specialize in, I used to, just manual type stuff. using my hands. And now I've gotten into more biomechanical type stuff where I'm using whole body analysis, trying to figure out, you know, if a patient has a restricted hip, how that might contribute to their low back pain. Years ago, I would just go straight to the low back and I would focus all of my attention on that low back. And throughout the years and additional training and experience, I've determined, you know, through these different types of courses that a lot of times the issue or the contributing factor may be in a different part of your body, and it's not necessarily just where you're having the pain. So, you know, that's my specialty here. You know, I'm a manual guy that's gone on to be passionate and really excited about the functional medicine stuff as well. One of my goals just moving forward is continue to always stay up to date on the latest and greatest treatment techniques, research, you know, continue to practice evidence-based medicine, use science, you know, as my, you know, a big factor of what we do here. And then continue to, you know, encourage the other providers here in the clinic to do the same and adding other providers that are, you know, good at what they do and will have, you know, bring us something, maybe something a little bit different to the table.
Join us next time as we continue our series looking into the Tulsa Spine and Rehab Clinical Toolbox. We'll visit with Dr. John DiMaggio and learn about his specialty and role within the clinic. For more podcasts, visit TulsaSpineAndRehab.com.